From the Middle is proud to be a founding member of the Odd Pods Media Network. Hey, everybody, happy Halloween, and welcome to episode number 125 of our humble little podcast, From the Middle. We're three middle-class guys living in the middle of America in the middle chapters of our lives with a point of view that usually falls somewhere in the middle. And in this week's episode, we talk a lot about Halloween, Halloween-like traditions in other countries and parts of the world, favorite Halloween candies, some of the worst Halloween candies, and that leads to a really fun conversation about brands and, if they were honest, what their slogans should be. Join us for this fun romp through the tricky, tricky treats of Halloween. Play the intro music.
Oh, for the love. Sorry, just clearing my Mountain Dew hole.
I got my phone hole cleaned today.
That's where you keep it?
You're so cerebral, and you're so developed and evolved.
Boys and girls of every age, would you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see this our town of Halloween. Happy Halloween, boys and ghouls.
What up, Jack? How you guys doing? Happy Halloween week.
Happy Halloween week.
All Hallows Eve, the devil's playground.
as they say. So what are your kids? Dylan, have you guys done the trick-or-treating thing yet?
No, we've only passed out candy and we didn't do anything last year. So she was too young really 2 years ago to do anything. But she's had a couple costumes in her life and has ignored wearing them. So that's been fun.
What about you, Corey?
Yeah, we're going out this year. We go out most years. It's kind of a big thing in our neighborhood. Even if people don't have kids. Oh, I like the R2-D2 mug, by the way.
Thank you. It's my koozie.
Nice. R2-D2-Z? I don't know. Even if people don't have kids, they'll put out like a little fireplace on their front driveway and hand out candy. And yeah, it's a good time.
That's a good movement.
Don't you guys normally play Project Nightmare Before Christmas up on your garage?
Yeah, so we have a big white garage door. In the last couple of years, we've projected the Nightmare Before Christmas on there during trick or treat with our fireplace out there and candy. And yeah, it's a good time. I don't know that we'll do it this year because we no longer have access to the projector. But yeah, it was a fun, something different.
Cool.
How about you, Kendall? You guys going to do the thing?
Yeah. We like doing the thing. Halloween for us was like the first year that we had moved here and had a kid old enough to kind of, the first year that we moved here, we sat up like down by the sidewalk. And we made like big crock pots full of hot chocolate and made friends with parents. And so for us, for our family, Halloween has kind of served as a very intentional, like we want to get in with the community kind of thing. So it's good. It's exciting. We're committed to Halloween here in our neighborhood. This year, Halloween falls on a Sunday. And a lot of communities, including ours, have decided to not trick or treat on Sunday night. And so usually that's so that you can trick or treat on a night that's not a school night. Our community moved it to Thursday night. So that I'm entirely confused at that. However, what's good is that that allows us to, so like the church does a big trick or treat thing on our property and in our building. and something that like I've never been able to be a part of, and my kids have never been able to be a part of, because we've been commuted to our neighborhood for Halloween. This year we get to do both, so
nice.
I'm excited about that. We've got some kind of Minecraft costume in the house. We've got a Captain America costume, and we have a Frozen princess costume.
And what are the kids going to dress up as? that was hacky, but I had to go.
Yeah, I'll let it go.
So I've got Iron Man. I've got Wednesday Addams. Chloe's going to be Wednesday Addams. And Lily is going to be a Marvel character or a S.H.I.E.L.D. character. I forget.
Captain Marvel.
Is that it?
Captain Marvel.
I think she's going to play street clothes Captain Marvel.
That's what it is. So it's Captain Marvel, but in her like street clothes, S.H.I.E.L.D. hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Leather jacket.
Marvel.
Yeah.
I'm excited to turn on Halloween radio on streaming internet radio and hear Monster Mash and Thriller on repeat for an hour.
All right.
Was a graveyard smash.
That's like the one song. Like, do you know any Halloween songs? Yeah, I do. And then that's the one that everybody knows.
Yeah. Yeah. Those two will be on repeat for an hour. It'll be great.
Indeed. So guys, I have a fun little article here.
All right.
Dylan posed the question earlier. I wonder if other countries have latched on to Halloween. And so I looked into this a little bit and found out, I think that much like our Christmas, like we latched onto the Germans with how we do Christmas and Easter, I think also for that matter. And so a traditional American Christmas is a German Christmas. I'm pretty sure we got our Halloween traditions from the Irish. Because I'm reading about Ireland and their Halloween traditions are pretty much the exact same as ours. Like they're having parties, bonfires, and bobbing for apples and things. Kids are going trick-or-treating, like dressing up in costumes. What's interesting to me is that there are other holidays in this world that kind of coincide with Halloween or right around the same time as Halloween, but aren't Halloween per se. And so the first one that I want to bring up, one that a lot of people already know about, is the Day of the Dead, mm-hmm. right? Just big in the Hispanic cultures, Mexico, Spain, Latin America. Day of the Dead so there's a celebration that begins on the evening of October 31st on Halloween, and then it goes on through November 2nd. November 2nd is known as All Souls Day. Mm-hmm. And so for them, what they are celebrating, the celebration begins is as an honor to the dead. And now there's the lore that during this time that their dead relatives and loved ones return to their earthly homes on Halloween. And so they're celebrating the people that they know and love who have died, because it is this time of year that they come back.
As further popularized by the movie Coco, right? Isn't that the premise of Coco?
That is the premise of Coco.
Like, I mean, the premise of Coco is the holiday, but I mean, like, it became more popular when more people watched the movie and got a sense of, you know, like the skeleton costumes and stuff like that, right? So, like, I don't know if that was Disney or Pixar or both of them collectively that made that, but I think that's what Coco is based on. So now I have to think of Coco as kind of a Halloween movie.
And then To take this a little bit more down the dark road, a lot of families traditionally take it steps further to where they'll build an altar in their homes, and they'll decorate their house with flowers and things. They'll have this big feast. And then I imagine kind of like how we set out cookies for Santa Claus. They'll set out a water basin for the dead to wash themselves before they indulge in the feast, which I think is thoughtful.
That's really nice.
And then
you can come hang out with us for dinner, but wash your filthy dead hands
exactly
before you partake.
And in Ireland, they set out the basins so they can wash their potatoes before dinner.
Yeah.
Before the dead prepare the potatoes for dinner.
And then, so there aren't a whole lot of traditions in other countries, from what I can gather, that are kind of Halloween-ish. The closest thing that England has is Guy Fawkes Day.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of that?
Yeah.
No.
Do you know who the history guy, Dylan? Do you know who Guy Fawkes was?
No.
V for Vendetta.
V for Vendetta. So I'm going to botch a lot of this, and there's going to be a couple guys wrapped up in burritos who are going to correct all of this for me. but from what I gather, now this isn't October 31st. It's like early November sometime. But it's celebrated a lot in the same kind of fall-ish kind of way as bonfires and such. Guy Fawkes was a guy who attempted to burn down Parliament, like in the 1600s. I want to say it was for religious reasons. Like there is a hatred for King James and his Protestantism. And Guy Fawkes was a Catholic, and so he tried to burn down Parliament, and so then they caught him and decided to kill him and burned him, and then like the very first Guy Fawkes Day like happened right then and there, and they've been celebrating it ever since, which is wild to me that. You know, I don't know. To this day, they have this tradition of this one guy who they killed.
So I know that in part because on this past season of Alone, one of the contestants was there on the show during Guy Fawkes Day. So to celebrate, she made like a torch and ran up and down the beach to celebrate Guy Fawkes Day while she was there. Teresa, I think it was. She's the one who built the dug-in house.
Yeah, okay. I remember that.
Yeah.
At the time, I did not know what Guy Fawkes Day was.
Yeah.
I think I've been saying Guy Fawkes Day this whole time. And for that, I apologize. I'm over here just trying to culturally appropriate the English.
That's cool. Appropriate away. Dia de los Muertos and Guy Fawkes Day. I like the sugar skull masks for Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead.
There's fantastic art that has come out of Day of the Dead.
It's beautiful.
Did we confirm that the movie Coco, that's what it's based on?
I don't think we've looked that up.
Oh, no.
I don't know how many liberties Pixar took with that, right? Because they go to the world of the dead. I mean, the dead ancestors come back and visit, but then they go to the world of the dead. But I think they leave out their possessions as well. Their families leave out their possessions and stuff as well.
Well, I wasn't suggesting that was realistic. I was just suggesting that that's what it's based on.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's the bridge to the...
Yeah. It's the concept for Coco is inspired by the Mexican holiday Day of the Dead.
Yep.
Yeah. That's all I was saying. Inspired by, not that you can actually go to the land of the dead and then come back.
Wait, what?
Not what I was suggesting. Huh?
But there's so many people who have written books and made lots of money.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about some of your traditions. We also asked if anybody had any. And we got a few messages. Do you want me to read those?
Yes.
Well, please. That's why we asked for them.
So. Well, I thought so. But this one's kind of funny because it almost has nothing to do with Halloween. But if you don't know, you can tap the links in any of our social bios, and there's a number you can call and leave us voicemails, but we also got some texts. So this message is from listener Taylor. Hey, my anniversary is actually on Halloween, not really a tradition per se, but we celebrate being together, of course, and not having kids. 5 years coming up. I need to catch up on the show. Thank you, Taylor, and early congratulations to you and your significant other. Thanks for the text message and on not having kids. Congratulations.
Yeah. And without kids, I'm wondering why you're behind.
Yeah, I know. Wild. We got a tweet from the Stranger Damies podcast. Their favorite tradition or memory was they dressed up as a scarecrow 1 year and scared trick-or-treaters that came to their door all night. One of the best Halloweens ever. Very on theme for Halloween, scaring trick-or-treaters. And sounds like a ton of fun. So very cool.
Yeah. We always had one guy in our neighborhood who used to do that. He would always be like hiding behind a bush near their porch. 1 year he did do the dress up as a scarecrow and sit on the front porch kind of thing. And then eventually 1 year, like, he did nothing. And that freaked us out even more because like, we're like slowly walking up to the house, like trying to, where is he? Ringing the doorbell. Where is he? Wife comes and gives us candy, start walking away. Oh, come on. Where is he? And then I didn't go to sleep that night because I figured he was under my bed.
Yeah.
So
you're just waiting. He like opens the door and you're still waiting. He's like, hey, Kendall, I'm waiting. I'm ready, Carl. I'm just handing out candy. Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah.
Something's going to spring out.
That was fun. Those were the days.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good. All right. So this is a very unique one. This is from John. One of the hosts of the Grab 'Em in the Brisket Barbecue podcast. His message says, hey, fellas, every year we all get together on Halloween at one house. We grill a bunch of hot dogs and pass them out. You'd be surprised how many parents are rushing home from work and don't really get a chance to feed their kids a real dinner before heading out to trick or treat. We also pass out tons of candy, obviously, plus beer for the adults.
Nice.
That's a great one, John. First of all, go give them a follow wherever, but also on Instagram. They post delicious videos of their barbecue. And what a thoughtful idea to have tons of hot dogs ready for kids and adults, because I'm sure that they're not rolling out just like the Walmart special on hot dogs. Their whole thing is really good grilling and barbecue, so I'm sure they're delicious.
Quality meats.
Indeed. And as we've talked about before on this podcast, I'm sure that there are people in Europe who assume that in America for Halloween, we just give out hot dogs.
Yeah.
And so thank you for proving those people right.
And spoonfuls of Kraft macaroni and cheese right into the candy bag.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just here's a scoop. I know how you kids like some sloppy.
What?
So we got some pictures on this one, Corey. I don't know if you have pictures. So this one is from our friend Richie at the Super Media Bros podcast, one of our friends in the Odd Pods Media Network. Definitely go give their podcast a follow and listen. Richie says, hey, guys, my Halloween costume story is that time that my son and I back in 2013 dressed up as Mordecai and Rigby from Regular Show and went trick or treating. It was so perfect because our height differences made the costumes that much funnier to see in person. I will never forget that day as long as I live. It's one of my favorite memories with my son. Here are the pictures of us and the characters for reference. If you're on YouTube, you get to see the pictures out. Really fantastic between the,
Adorable.
It's adorable. You're right. The sizes and everything, the proportions are perfect. Very awesome. I think that's perfect. Richie, thanks, buddy. Appreciate the message. So we got several good ones. Ironically, because my kiddo's so young, my tradition is like turning on Halloween radio and listening to that for a few hours and like watching Ghostbusters is pretty much my Halloween tradition. So not a whole lot past that. But now I feel like eventually in life I need to up my game, like John from grab them in the brisket podcast and have like burgers and hot dogs and stuff. That's like super cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to watch, I watch about one horror movie a year, and that's on Halloween. And I usually try to make it a scary movie classic. I think this year I'm going to do Friday the 13th.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyone in your household going to watch that with you?
No, that would be just me for my annual scary movie. I don't get into the horror like I once did. Hey, I had a funny costume story. It's not specific to Halloween, but it is about a costume that I thought I would share about our father, but I called him first and asked if I could tell this story. So
it's gonna be a good one.
And I wanted to make sure I got the details correct. So we were doing a Christmas play at our church where we're from in Lima. And I was in the youth group at this time. So I'm in junior high or high school, I believe. And I was Elvis in the Christmas play. I think my stepmom was in it. I think my stepsister was in it. And my dad was in it as a gorilla. And you might ask yourself, what does a gorilla have to do with a Christmas play at a church? And that was kind of the joke in the production, that they were doing a nativity scene in the production, in the play. And these two guys went to the costume shop to get cow costumes, but all the costume shop had left was a gorilla costume. So my dad is this bumbling oaf in the play kind of guy who's showing up for the nativity scene. And they're like, what are you doing, man? You're supposed to be a cow. And he's like, this is all they had left. And that's the joke. And everybody laughs, right? So there's a pouch in the front of this costume. Because my dad is helpful, he was also carrying around a very large State Highway Patrol issue mag light to help people when he was backstage see where they were going. And while he was on all fours as a cow, in quotes, but actually gorilla, the 12-ish inch mag light slipped through a hole in that pouch. And he's on all fours mooing in a gorilla costume. And one of the listeners of this podcast, Sherry, was also in that production and was backstage howling. And dad is like, wow, this gorilla bit is really going over well. He had no idea. Yeah. That's so
great. Oh boy.
I remember that fondly. And I was an Elvis impersonator for some reason in that production. I forget how that fit into the story, but
that is
good times.
That is now, fantastic.
I know you're a big Elvis fan. Is that even though it was for a production, is that your favorite Halloween costume you've ever worn as an adult?
Good question. I don't know. I think I've told this story on the podcast before, but I think my favorite costume ever was back at art school. We made a big to-do out of our costume parties because people would spend all year on them. And we had a big dance. We would rent out a dance hall and just have a big bash called Big Boo. And I was the MC of that event. And I thought it would be funny if the MC, you could barely understand him. So I dressed up as Ozzy, but like not cool Ozzy. It was like shuffle around his house and yell at his dogs, Ozzy. So I mumbled the whole time as
reality TV.
The Osbournes Ozzy. I recreated all the tattoos and did like photo reference to make sure I had all the tattoos accurate. And I would shuffle around in pajama pants and just go, what was he going to go to Sharon? What was he going to end? And I was the MC and it was funny and I needed a translator. So I think that was probably my favorite.
I love it. Dylan, I want to, no, have you ever, Dylan doesn't strike me as I'm going to dress up for a party kind of guy.
One time it wasn't even really dressing up. I wore jeans and tennis shoes and like a quarter zip sweater shirt, and then I just put a wrestling belt over my shoulder and I was I was just a wrestler.
Yeah.
One time that I can recall. Yeah, I just never, I've never really, you know, I think maybe one time, our dad had bought us some like camo gear and I got some nice boots. I think one time at work, I dressed up with like the, all the whole digital camo thing and boots, you know, just this kind of generic soldier. Mm. That's about it. I don't think I've got anything else.
So I've got, I've dressed up in all black before, like a black turtleneck over my head, over my face, and then like a black hat pulled down over my head, and then black shirt, black pants. And I would go as a shadow, and I would just like lie down on the ground next to people. So I did that before. I went, there was one year I went to Universal Studios visiting my sister and brother-in-law in California, and they had, in Universal Studios, they had a Quickie Mart that you could go inside and like you could buy Duff beer at this Quickie Mart and all kinds of things. They also had Quickie Mart uniforms that you could buy. And they're like actual polyester bowling shirt style. Like it's a real shirt with real sewn on Quickie Mart patches. Like if you're into athletic jerseys, like there's the fake, like printed on ones. And then like, there's the real deal.
Legit,
ones.
Yeah.
It's just like
yeah.
a real deal Quickie Mart uniform. Nice. And at the time I was working at a gas station. And so that Halloween, working at the gas station, I wore my Quickie Mart uniform and I thought it was really funny.
That's awesome. You very much like, strike me as the person who would regularly dress up year after year as some kind of pun, like when Jim wrote book on his face in the office.
Three-hole punch, Jim. I don't know why, just like when Corey went to Galaxy's Edge and got those thermal detonator Cokes, I would love a can of like fake Duff beer, or whatever, even if it was an empty sealed can.
Yeah.
But like, that would be awesome. That's a cool little collectible thing. That's like unique that you can, you know, throw in your bag. That's really cool.
Yeah. So that was fun. I think that was my favorite, was the Quickie Mart uniform.
Do either of you have any like, you know, I love questions about food. Do either of you have any like food or candies or things like you really like to have around this time of year, like especially Halloween, since that's kind of what we're talking about?
Candy.
There's not a certain kind of candy you're like stealing from your kid's candy bowl.
I like a caramel apple with nuts on it. I like those caramel apple suckers that you get with the green wrapper. A good cider, mulled cider. One year a relative brought to a potluck, it was like a dish that the innermost bowl was basically that of pumpkin pie filling, like what a pumpkin pie is made out of, but it was creamier. Like you could stir it. And yeah. then all scattered around the outside of the bowl were like these long, skinny graham crackers. And you just dipped the graham cracker in the like pumpkin pie concoction stuff that tasted exactly like a pumpkin pie. And I sat at the counter and just destroyed. And she can't remember where she got the recipe or exactly how she made it or what she may have mixed with the pumpkin pie goodness, but oh my gosh, it was spectacular.
Hey, there's a place around here called Just Pies that people all around Columbus know of.
Yeah.
And they make a pumpkin cream pie.
Maybe that's what it is. Like a pumpkin
that you need
cream.
To get. And it is phenomenal. As a guy who's not like, I don't love pumpkin pie. Actually, I have some disdain for pumpkin pie because I love pecan pie and feel like it's so much better than pumpkin pie. And I get angry because all the stores right now carry pumpkin pie. None of them carry pecan pie. And I wish that that would flip. But Just Pie's pumpkin cream pie is amazing.
Check that out.
Check the funny out. Thing about that dip was probably super easy to make.
I know.
It couldn't have been more than 3 or 4 ingredients.
I know.
Like, it just mixed together and done.
I've Googled it. I've asked her. She has no idea what I'm talking about. I'm like, I swear it was you. There was a bowl and you put it up by the microwave at grandma's house. She's like, yeah, I don't know.
I remember leaving an old pumpkin spice latte out for a couple of days and it thickened up. And I had left graham crackers next to it. And at the end of the party, like, the graham crackers were gone.
Man. So good. I did try, speaking of pumpkin pie, I did try the pumpkin spice frappuccino at Starbucks the other day, just because it's very sugary, but boy, is it delicious. I get what all the fuss is about.
So what I like about Halloween is that all of the candies are just normal candies that you can buy the rest of the year. They're like the candies that have made the cut. And we as a society, we're like, yes, these are the good ones. Give us these all year instead of just at Christmas or just at Easter. And Halloween is like a celebration of those candy. I have a list in the United States. I have two different lists. The first one is just United States top 10 favorite candies and then the top 10 worst candies.
Okay.
Read them off. You guys can yay or nay as we go. Number one, Reese's Cups.
Of course.
Number two, Skittles. Number three, M&M's.
Easy.
Number four, Starburst. I feel like that's a controversial one to put at number four.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Number five, I do not understand, even though I love them, Hot Tamales. I feel like not nearly popular enough. But when we get to the other list, this will start making more sense.
We're in the wrong part of the country for hot tamales. Maybe.
I think so. Number six, Sour Patch Kids. We see that all over the place.
I get it. Yep.
Number seven, Hershey Kisses.
Yeah.
Sure.
Number eight, Snickers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All the way at eight.
Yeah, that's surprising. Over hot tamales?
Yeah.
Or past hot tamales. Wow.
Yeah. You sound like a guy from Ohio. Number nine, Tootsie Pops. Number 10, candy corn.
Okay.
Hey, can we talk about Skittles for a second, Kendall? Because you and I were having this conversation the other day about the outrage about green apple taking the place of lime and how they should go back to lime. Was that you?
Yeah.
That's a big ordeal.
It is a big thing. People have such strong opinions.
Thoughts on the matter? Do we want to take a stance? I feel like the green apple doesn't mix with the other flavors as naturally. I felt like lime did.
I'm
just a purist.
I couldn't care less, to be honest with you. When I'm eating something like Skittles, I'm a one color at a time person. So like if I have a handful, I'll pick out all of the grapes and eat just the grapes first and then move on to the next color and go. So for me, like, mixing doesn't matter. And I mean, I'm not a huge fan of sour apple. I'm not a huge fan of lime. I'm kind of okay with either.
Can you tell a difference in M&Ms?
No, that is ridiculous.
I might be a good gauge on this green apple thing. I'd have to try them one by itself. So how I like to eat Skittles and M&Ms is divide them up by color and line them up like small armies and aim them at each other. And then usually my least favorite flavors die in battle first. And then my favorite flavors make it till the end. And so if I could have some green apple alongside the other current flavors, it might be easier for me to know if it's actually better. I feel like I'm leaning towards it might be better than lime, and I haven't even tried it.
Have you not had Skittles in the last couple of years? It's been green apples for a while.
For years?
For a long time. Years and years. Yeah.
Well, so why are people outraged about it now?
Well, we're just talking about it now. They were outraged about it then.
No, Dylan.
At least we don't feel the need to be current.
Dylan, this is current. You're not understanding.
No.
Our entire childhood, it was lime.
Right.
When we were like teenagers or young adults or maybe around 20, they switched it to sour apple. Now just now, as in it's not even hitting shelves yet, they made the decision they're switching back to lime.
Oh, back to lime.
Yes.
I got it. So no, I rarely eat Skittles, so I probably wouldn't have even noticed that it was green apple. I would have just assumed it was still lime. I don't know.
Before we get to the bottom of Kendall's candy list, I want to share a family secret, not secret, family
recipe.
Yeah. The next time you're sitting down to a movie, whether in the theater or in the comfort of your own home, and you got some hot, salted, buttery popcorn, as soon as it comes out of the microwave or off of the stovetop, pour a bag of Skittles on top. Now, before you judge it, just try it. The Skittles start to warm up and they get real gooey, and you get this really nice salty sweet mix. Sherry introduced me to this. I thought it was insane. I tried it. I can't have popcorn any other way now. It's so great.
Even movie theater popcorn, you wouldn't eat it plain?
Nope. Got to put Skittles on it.
Weird.
So good.
I am. You told me not to judge it, but I can't help myself judging. Dylan, are you judging?
I've known this about them so long, it's become like a hidden family secret we don't talk about, that I just, it just sort of is what it is now. I certainly wouldn't have put it out there like on a podcast about myself.
I've heard people say they've done it with M&Ms, but I think Sherry's convinced me. I think Skittles are better.
M&Ms just make a little more sense, I think. Chocolate and popcorn makes a little more sense than fruity popcorn. And so I think if somebody said, I have chocolate covered popcorn for you, that wouldn't seem that weird and you'd want to try it. But if somebody said, I have fruity coated popcorn for you, you'd go.
Well, so when we have like neighbors
balls
move in,
are a thing.
When we have neighbors move in and we take them over like a care package or a welcome to the neighborhood sort of basket, we always take them popcorn and Skittles, and we like mandate to them that they have to try these together.
This is what you need to
get. This is what we do here. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Okay. I'll try it one of these days.
Try it once.
I don't know when.
Try it once.
I will. I'm a big popcorn fan. I make popcorn regularly. Never gone that route. All right. So that first list was according to sort of US sales from like candyshop.com or something. And then there is a corresponding poll of what are the worst candies of all time.
Can we guess a few?
What do you think is on this list?
Black licorice.
That is number 10 on the list. One of my personal favorites.
Those little wax sodas where you got to bite the top off.
Also on the list.
Yes. Necco wafers.
Also one of my favorites and also on the list. This list upsets me.
I am surprising myself.
I don't eat any of those things, so I don't. I eat like Reese's and Snickers exclusively. So like, I won't know any of these. Keep going.
Dots.
No.
Okay. Man, that was 3 for 3 there for a sec.
I'm impressed.
I don't think this would be on there.
Wax Coke bottles. You got wax Coke bottles. Who thinks a wax Coke bottle? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dylan.
It's fine. I don't think this would be on there, but Swedish Fish.
No, not on there. One of my wife's favorites.
I love those.
I like Swedish Fish. I think they're good.
They're too sticky.
What about those orange peanut things?
Circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts on the list.
Yeah, those are disgusting. That makes sense.
All right, I think that's all I'm going to get.
There is one that is on both lists. One of the best selling and voted one of the worst all time.
The red hot tamales.
No. Hot tamales are awesome.
Oh, was it Starburst?
By the
you
way.
Said it was controversial.
No. Candy corn.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously candy corn. Well, in the words of Lewis Black, every candy corn that was ever produced was produced in 1911.
Here's a legitimate question on the candy corn. candy corn and the candy pumpkins flavor wise are the same, but the pumpkin ratio is off. It's too much. Mm. And even though they taste the same, I think the candy corn is good because it's just the right amount. And those pumpkins are like two or three times bigger and it's too much.
Mm.
So I would say that the candy corn makes sense on the top list because they're still pretty good, but the pumpkins should go on the bottom.
No, I would say candy corn sucks and it should be on the list. It's like the one that I agree with on this list is that candy corn should be on there. Also on the list, not yet mentioned, peanut butter kisses, whatever those are, Smarties, Mary Jane's, Tootsie Rolls, and Good and Plenty's.
Huh. I was gonna say
Good and Plenty, actually.
Yeah. So like some of those
Smarties are really that bad. I think people just get disappointed when they get that instead of Reese's is what's happening.
Probably. Okay. We're going to take a quick break and hear from one of our friends from the Odd Pods Media Network. We'll be right back.
I'm Midnight Agent Raw.
And I'm Okami.
We are the Super Media Bros Podcast.
And each week, we give a comedic take on all forms of entertainment, such as
movies,
music,
video games,
television,
and much more. So put your shades on and listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Shades on.
We're on.
And we're back.
Okay, so we're gonna do this some kind of game. I have the most popular Halloween candy by internet sales is how they judged this per state. And so do you guys want to throw a state at me and I'll tell you what it is, or do you want me to like give you a state and have you guess, and we can play Corey's favorite pastime of stereotyping entire swaths of people?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to start with Kentucky?
Okay. Do you want to guess or you want me to tell you?
I want you to tell me.
All right. Kentucky Reese's Cups.
Okay.
Yeah. Not very interesting, huh? I suppose we should start with Ohio. Ohio is very disappointing.
Is it something like a candy from Michigan then?
Blow Pops.
What?
Blow Pops.
This is internet sales. Internet sales.
Blow Pops.
You know, and I've heard this before. No. That Blow Pops are very popular in Ohio. Maybe not. I don't know. It's internet, guys.
Okay, let's go to Michigan.
Michigan. Yeah, Starburst. The most controversial of candies. The Starburst.
Texas.
Also Starburst.
All right. I had a feeling.
Let's go to our friends in Pennsylvania. What about Pennsylvania? They're going to pick some old world candy.
Well, no, they're going to be Hershey's, of course. Hershey's mini bars.
Okay, that makes sense.
So let me just find some of the oddball ones here. West Virginia is also the mini bars. Virginia is home of the hot tamales. Really? They're the reason it's so popular. Hot tamales, apparently all the thing in Virginia. We've got Tootsie Pops for a few different states. Tootsie Pops, Washington, Utah, and Tennessee.
I don't understand.
California?
California. Be Reese's Cups.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense. Georgia, Swedish Fish. In Georgia. Other popular ones that a lot of states have, Reese's Cups is everywhere, M&M's is everywhere, Sour Patch Kids is everywhere. Montana is the state that's giving out bubblegum. Double bubble bubblegum.
Wow.
In Montana.
If I'm learning anything, though, it's that if nothing else, Halloween candies can unite us. Because if Michigan and Texas can agree on something, and Kentucky and California can agree on something, there's hope. There's hope for America. There's diabetes for America, but there's hope.
Yeah, we need to start handing out more hot dogs.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do.
That's true. All beef, Franks.
All beef, yes. Do yourself a favor. Get yourself some Hebrew National.
I think that's fascinating. Double bubble is blows my mind that there would be that significant of a buying power in that state that would be their go-to candy.
Mississippi is the only state logging in at Three Musketeers. Which I find that interesting. And then
there was one state. If anyone was going to skew a little French, it would be Louisiana. And maybe they'd be doing the Three Musketeers thing. But maybe yeah. That's irrelevant because it's the Three Musketeers and not actual French things.
Not actual French things.
Yeah.
There was a state that was Milky Way. Missouri's Milky Way. Three Musketeers and Milky Way.
Perfectly fine. Candy bar.
Perfectly fine, but for that to be like your state's most popular situation is, I don't know, it's odd.
And they're going, at least we're not Montana.
Right. At least we're not giving your kids gum. So.
That's fun.
There we go.
Now, I think we've done enough advertising for brands that it's time to take a spooky little turn. And we're going to turn it back on them a little bit. I found a thread on Reddit. If you don't know what Reddit is, don't bother. But if you do, there's a thread and it was asking the question, if brands were brutally honest, what brand would have what slogan?
Oh, and boy.
I found myself laughing out loud a handful of times. So we've given out enough free advertising. It's time to drop some truth bombs and I'll read off a couple for you. If you have any favorites, feel free to linger and ask questions. And so the first one, Benadryl, you can't have allergies if you're unconscious. Facebook, it's worse than you think.
Amen.
McDonald's, preserving our food for generations to come. That one's not appropriate. Instagram, you'll never look this good. This is one of my personal favorites. RC Cola, we're just happy to be involved in the taste test.
I love RC Cola. I'm that guy.
YouTube, you don't matter to us. Now watch our double ads.
Oh, yeah.
Here, this one's for you, Corey. Harley Davidson, from the Great Depression to your midlife crisis. I believe this is a chain of hotels, La Quinta, right?
Yeah.
That chain of hotels. La Quinta, Spanish for, quote, next to Denny's. And much in the vein of our good friends at M&M, Fruit Loops, they're all the same flavors.
True story.
Any Garlic Garden OG fans out there, if you like Olive Garden, when you're here, we hate you and your family. This one, I think Corey and I have discussed this many times. Taco Bell, 57 menu items, 6 ingredients.
Indeed.
Yep.
But they have found a delicious combination for those 57 items. Tupperware. Have you ever wanted to throw away food, but just not now? Let's see. Google, we finish your thoughts for you. This is another good one, especially if you have kids. Nature Valley, crumbs everywhere. Let's see.
Those are good.
Yikes.
Are these individual users or is this one mega lit? Okay.
These are individual users, all different people posting these. So they're pretty great. Yeah, that one. Steam. If you don't know what Steam is, it's a portal on your computer where you can buy and play games. So they're talking about the Steam portal. Steam, remember that over 70% of your games are unplayed. The running joke there is everyone buys things on Steam and nobody ever plays this. Red Bull, I hope you like heart palpitations. This one's kind of funny if you are familiar with Reddit. BuzzFeed, because you're too lazy to go onto Reddit and we're too lazy to write original content. EA, if you're not familiar with EA, that's Electronic Arts, the game developer. They make a lot of popular games and yearly iterations of those games with minor changes often. EA, unlock this slogan for 500 gems. Let's see. I think those are some of the best ones. But I thought those were great. I think the Nature Valley one, and then I mentioned there was another one. It's brutally honest, but it's hilarious. And if any of these companies are listening, we're kidding, and you're welcome to sponsor our show. And if you're not, they're totally true. You guys might like this one. We've talked about this before. Pepsi. Is Pepsi okay? There's another one for you.
That's great.
So that's what I got. Those are some of the best of the best for if brands were being brutally honest, those would be their slogans.
Speaking of brutally honest, Dylan and I are both diet soda drinkers.
It's true.
And we have similar tastes from what I've gathered on those diet sodas. Coke Zero. Mm-hmm. Are you a Diet Coke or Coke Zero, generally speaking?
Coke Zero.
Me too. For obvious reasons, I think. Have you tried the new Coke Zero, the red label?
The red can with the black wording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's close enough. It's close enough for me that I don't think about it. I just drink it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm certainly cool with it. I'm not like up in arms over it, but there is an aftertaste there. I've appreciated Coke and Pepsi for different reasons. And for me, like Pepsi Max or now Pepsi Zero Sugar specifically, I have always liked a little bit more than Coke Zero, but it was always like whichever one's on sale, I'm cool with. And then now with the change, it just Pepsi Max has kind of widened that gap. Coke Zero, there's like this aftertaste kind of thing that happens with the new Coke Zero that I'm not a fan of. I just wanted to hear your thoughts and share mine.
So it's not another option. They changed the Coke Zero recipe.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Most people think I'm crazy there. In my mind, in my taste buds, Pepsi or Pepsi Zero is less sweet than Coke, which is why I prefer Pepsi.
Interesting.
Coke Zero or Coke either, but mostly Coke Zero to me is much sweeter than Pepsi. And almost everyone says the opposite.
Yeah.
That Pepsi is sweeter and they like Pepsi more because it's sweeter, or they like Coke more because it's less sweet. So something with me and my taste buds is off in regards to those two. So I like Pepsi for that reason. Mm. So for me, it's always just Coke. Okay. Because I'd much rather have Pepsi, but
yeah. See, even that, like I assumed that I was different from you, because I prefer Pepsi to Coke, but even there we aligned, Dylan.
I know. Look at that. Yeah. Learning so much about one another.
This is crazy.
Maybe one of our bonus content videos for YouTube, our midbits, should be you and I taste testing zero sugar sodas. Nice.
We could
ice cold zero, and we can surprise each other with things.
Yes. I think that there are times when, cause I'm not the guy who wants to hate the new thing. I'm the guy who actually wants to love the new thing.
Sure.
And so for me, like I would appreciate somebody pulling off a blind taste test for me to find out if I'm just crazy about the new Coke Zero versus the old. I did, like, I was at the grocery store right when the switchover was sort of happening. And so I had the rare opportunity to buy both. And I did. Got them home and immediately did a side-by-side. And the old Coke Zero won the side-by-side. Yeah. But I need a friend who... I always think it
would be fun, too, to go into, like, Whole Foods and find as many unique sodas as I can, like in their healthier drink section, and just try a bunch of them. Like, just pick like 5 or 10, because that's kind of how I found Zevia, for anybody who wants, like, you know, it's something closer, you know, somewhere between water. It's not like LaCroix. It tastes like a soda, but tastes more like Faygo. Speaking of LaCroix. So anyways, this is not interesting to the listeners, but it might be to you and I, and I think there's a mid-bit in there, buddy.
We haven't done any side content in a while. We need another mid-bit or tangent, so get on it.
Yeah, I think I just drifted away from Dylan a little bit, by the way. I can't stand anything with stevia extract in it.
Well, that's fine. That's funny you say that. This came up the other day at work. I was on a conference call, much like this. It's in the morning. I have my coffee. Somebody's like, "Oh, hey, Dylan, what are you drinking?" I said, "It's my coffee." And like, "How do you take your coffee?" And I said, "Well, I put a little splash of creamer and natural sweetener." And their response was, "What's natural sweetener?" And it's, you know, if you put honey or something in your tea, you would just say like honey. So I said, "Well, natural sweetener, you know, like stevia." And they said, "Like the yellow and the blue and the pink packets that you get with coffee." They were completely beside themselves that there was some kind of natural alternative to the
sugar, you know,
artificial sweeteners and sugar. I said, "No, you can go to like Starbucks and they'll probably have something like stevia or like a Whole Earth brand, something that has stevia extract. That's like a natural." That's what I put in my coffee with a little splash of creamer. And this just totally went over their head, which I thought was interesting for somebody who would ask about coffee. To have like no idea that natural sweeteners exist.
Yeah. Could be one of those, like, they wanted to go a step further than high. And so they said, "How are you?"
Mm-hmm.
One of those situations. And they weren't expecting an answer.
Yeah. "Oh, you didn't really want to hear my coffee order? Well, here you go."
You didn't. I wasn't expecting it to be complicated. I regret things now.
Beautiful. I agree. We need some more bonus content. I have one in the works, actually, with I've done several with my buddy Brad, and I think we've got another one coming up soon. But I also think that there needs to be a fishing tangent between you two. I think there's some opportunities, too, certainly around fishing, although that season is over. So maybe preparing for next year. No, it's not over yet. When do people quit fishing?
When it gets too cold.
All through winter.
Yeah. Oh, never. I'm an idiot.
When you're no longer man enough to be outside because your nose hurts.
So like this week or.
He just told you he has stevia and creamer in his coffee.
That's not a...
in my electric coffee cup with a battery. I know I'm an indoors person. Fine. I get it. My coffee cup has a battery, so it stays hot all day. Yeah. Anyways.
No, they make thermoses, right? That's a thing.
I sit at a desk. Anyways.
Have we talked before about ghosts?
Ask me if I believe in ghosts.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Absolutely, I do. But more importantly, I think ghosts should believe in themselves.
And that's a great way to end it.
That was a Ted Lasso thing.
I got nothing else. Love Ted Lasso. How far are you?
No, we're not. I think we still have a few episodes left of season two.
Okay.
Maybe we're about halfway through season two.
Beautiful. Well, while there's still one listener left, we need to plug Artius, man. If you have never listened before, or if you're listening for the first time, or you've yet to go to artiusman.com, check out artiusman.com. There's some incredible men's products, candles, beard oils, balms, shower products, all kinds of great stuff, all made in the USA, which means it's not sitting on a cargo ship as you're trying to buy Christmas gifts. It's made right here in Ohio and it can ship to you. And so make sure to head to artiusman.com, load up your cart with all kinds of stuff. Save 25% off your first order using promo code The Middle, which is a ridiculously good deal because this stuff is all super high quality, but not super expensive. So head over to Artius Man. Kendall, Corey, do you guys want to plug a couple favorite products that people should check out while they're clicking on things?
I would just tell you that I use beard oil after I shower in the evening, and then when I wake up in the morning, I put some balm in, makes my beard that kind of like shiny, wet-ish kind of look, and I can also shape it. And then in the mustache, I use their beard and mustache wax to keep it out of my mouth.
Same. And really? Three Wood Restoration, Classic Gentleman, Citrus Fire. Those are some of my wife's favorite scents.
All about the Citrus Fire up in here.
Yeah. Thanks, Artius Man.
Thanks, Artius Man. And with that, happy Halloween, everybody.
Be safe. Check your candy bars for razors. And Satan.